Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Good morning, good morning, good morning to those of you that are just now tuning in. Top of hour number two. If you missed any parts of hour number one, I really do encourage you to check it out. Rick Manning and I had a great conversation. We talked a lot about what's going on in our schools and the breakdown that's taking place there, breakdown in the quality of employment and things of that nature, a variety of different things that we talked about. So I encourage you just to pick up that. Mark Mix was with us as well. And Mark is the Right to Work organization. Encourage you to listen to them and catch up with what they're talking about. We talked about the devastating impact that unions are having, and we talked about energy, and we talked about shifting sand in education. So lots of good stuff. If you're a parent, I just want to encourage you, you need to get a hold of a screening of the film The Mind Polluters. You need to understand what the comprehensive sex education program is doing to indoctrinate your children into the Kinsey method, K-I-N-S-E-Y. If you're not familiar with the Kinsey method, boy, you really need to be. You need to know what's happening to your children. You need to know your children and your grandchildren, what they're doing to your kids in public schools. And how they're twisting and warping their minds is a scary process. And The Mind Polluters really pulls back the curtain on a lot of that. All right, I want to welcome my next guest to the program. And he is the director of the Project on Global Antisemitism and the U.S.-Israel Relationship, a senior analyst and director of the Project on Global Antisemitism and the U.S.-Israel Relationship at the Center for Security Policy, also a senior fellow at the Colette Policy Forum, an executive and founding member of Delphi Global Analysis Group, LLC, and just someone who is a wealth of understanding of foreign policy. And it's my sincere honor to have him as a regular guest now here on Chosen Generation Radio. I welcome Dr. David Wormser to the program. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, it's always an honor to be on with you, Pastor Greg.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Well, we will we'll get into Ukraine here in a minute because, you know, all paths right now, right, lead to the Russia-Ukraine conflict that's happening, the war and the invasion, Russia's invasion. And it is, folks, an invasion of a sovereign nation. And if you're not following the updates by our friend Pastor Vitaly, who is located just to the southwest of Kyiv and is getting on the ground updates 10 miles from where he lives. The Russians murdered the priest of that church 10 miles from where he lives. And he is sharing what is actually happening on the ground and what they are experiencing. And of course, they're providing ministry to people all around the area and people that are coming through, and they're getting updates and reports on the ground, live stuff. So David, let's talk about, I guess, from a broader picture, a broader scope, let's talk about the Axis. Back in the summer of 2020, Putin, Xi, and Rossi, and Erdogan were all meeting down on the border of Turkey and Iran, more or less. And I know that Turkey and Iran are not friends, But they were all meeting to discuss how they could take advantage of the chaos that was happening here in the United States to topple what they were all agreed was, you know, the evil, the great Satan, as the Islamists like to call us. And neither Xi nor Putin have much love for America either.
Yeah, I mean, look, they met in 2020 because they had a problem with the United States being reassertive and doing some assertive things. And they weren't happy about it because for 8 years under the Biden administration, they'd become accustomed to the retreat of American power. So essentially, they started strategically cooperating. Right now, what you're seeing are those four actors, Iran, Turkey. Well, Turkey less so. Turkey's now so threatened by so many forces that they're trying to have it all ways. But Iran, Russia, and China, they see an opportunity here. They saw the summer of 2020, and they saw the collapse of the American position. The other side of, you know, they were worried about Trump, but they saw the opportunity that was emerging by America self-immolating itself, with the summer of 2020 and the riots and so forth. They saw America going down.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to coordinate to help, A, expedite that, but B, take advantage of it. And we're seeing now the fruits of that with the Iran deal, with China's assertiveness, Russia's invasion. This is a function of the failure of American power, largely because our elites, our foreign policy elites, let that happen.
Well, and I think it's interesting that you referred to the previous 8 years as the Biden administration. It was really the Obama administration. But what we have.
No,
you're fine. But no, well, because you know, those of us that are analyzing this, right, are looking at this and saying this is Obama 5.0. Not 2.0, folks. This is Obama on steroids relative to what he has done to once again. You know, everything that President Trump did to reassert America's influence on NATO and force NATO allies to come on board and do what they agreed to do predicated on that treaty, our efforts to, you know, he said, yes, we can try to get along with Putin. He wasn't saying Putin's our friend. He was saying there is a peaceful way in which to address the Russia-Putin issue that doesn't involve war, but Putin never would have invaded and never did. Under President Trump, over those 4 years, Russia didn't invade anybody, period. Invasions stopped. And he was pushing back on Xi, as you're alluding to, this conversation that took place in 2020. I don't know if I've thrown this your direction or not, but I'm interested to get your thoughts on it if I haven't. You know, Iran fired that missile, and they, of course, they didn't hit the American consulate in Iraq, but they said that they were retaliating against strikes made by Israel. But my contention is that Rossi was sending a message to both Xi and in particular to Putin. Putin's pulling Syrian troops out of Syria and putting them on the ground because he's losing in Ukraine. And there were promises that were made at that 2020 gathering that both Xi and Putin made to Rossi relative to the nuclear deal and relative to his ability to assert himself in his region, dependent on Putin asserting himself and Xi asserting himself. And now all three of them are in trouble within their own groupings. Xi's struggling with the CCP. Putin, I think, is in trouble in Russia with his people. And Rossi has issues of his own. Your thoughts on the analysis that I just laid out, please.
No, I think you're right. Iran made a strategic decision to lash out at the United States, partly because internally, if they don't, there's a sense of, there, you know, at the end of the Trump administration, Iran was besieged. It was in serious trouble. It was down to less than $4 billion in reserves, in hard currency reserves. We were beginning to call out China and reorganize our country to understand China as a threat. And Russia continued to be a weak country with a GNP less than that of Texas. So at the end of the day, it didn't look that promising for them only a year ago. What Iran is doing, it's interesting that they're the ones. They are sending a signal to Xi and to Putin. Don't bother with the local enemies, countries like Ukraine or countries like Israel, because they'll fight back. Hit the Americans because Biden is weak and America won't strike. They're groveling in front of us for a deal. So I'll show you. And he hits us at the middle of a negotiation over the nuclear deal where we're giving him the store. And you'd think he wouldn't do it because we would walk away. But he knew, Raisi knew, that we weren't gonna walk away. We were desperate for a deal. And sure enough, here we are, continuing to negotiate, didn't respond to the attack, kind of tried to weasel out of it saying, well, it's kind of a law enforcement issue by the Iraqi government, and, oh, they didn't really strike us anyway. Nobody was hurt, et cetera, et cetera. What Iran just did is send a signal to Moscow and to Xi, strike the Americans where it hurts, because they won't respond.
Well, and here's what's ultimately also ridiculous about this. Biden, seeing what Putin is doing and his aggression, is continuing to rely on Russia to negotiate with Iran a nuclear deal, quote unquote, supposedly on our behalf. Ladies and gentlemen, think about the insanity of that. You have two mortal enemies of America who want to see America destroyed. And the Biden administration is asking those two to come up with a solution that's going to, that will, and this is the other part, David, that I think is just outlandish. Anybody who's been paying any attention to this at all should realize Iran is nuclear armed. This is all nonsense. Coming to the table. This is like your kid who stole cookies before dinner and has chocolate smeared all over their face, coming to the negotiating table and wanting you to say, it's okay, it's all right that you took the cookies out of the cookie jar, when you can see the friggin' chocolate all over their face, for goodness sake. Come on, man. To use a Biden term. I mean, golly, how pickin' ridiculous is this? This is stupid. This is just, I mean, and on a more serious note, I believe, David, and we'll talk about this when we come back, I believe it's treasonous. I believe that Joe Biden and those negotiating this deal have committed treason by essentially helping our enemies to and arming our enemies to attack us. Back with more Joe Generation right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite. And it tastes great. just take a cup of hot water and take some cocolasses, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of cocolasses. Got my cocolasses right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Oh, man, that's good. Cocolasses to your health. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and
at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. I'd love to get this up. Maybe we'll be able to. But he has a brand new article up, The Bride of the JCPOA and America's Regional Collapse. And I would really encourage you to read this very insightful article. David, I will try to get it posted. My websites all went down because of failures by GoDaddy. Because of a lack of understanding by a number of their hired employees, they so severely messed up the back end of all three of my websites. Well, it's all the same thing, but essentially they messed up the back end so bad that their own high-level admin experts couldn't figure out how to fix it, literally. So we've had to tear it down, and my webmaster is in the process of rebuilding all three sites. But it's what a nightmare. If you'd like to support us, please, we need help right now badly. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Please consider making a donation to support the ministry. We need assistance with our outreach of the gospel in India. We also need assistance in continuing to fund the radio program here so that we can reach you, our listeners, and we are sponsor and listener driven. So, and you know, with most of our sponsors, Eneva, the CGR Wellness, with MyPillow, with AMAC, all of those, if people don't sign up, if you don't purchase product, they don't give us anything. And if you don't let them know that you heard about it here, then they don't give us anything, because they don't know to give us anything, because they don't know that you heard about it here. So it's critically important that you are supporting those sponsors and making purchases, because if you don't, then we're just giving them free advertising, which is, you know, kind of not a good thing. All right. David, so give me a high level breakdown of what you talk about in this article, coming back to the Iranian situation and in particular this agreement, which is the JCPOA.
Yeah, I mean, I encourage everybody to think in terms of, you know, you go back and you watch these movies from the 500 years ago, the Scots and so forth. But you have to think about the Middle East in terms of the way the Middle East thinks. And this is basically a tribal area. This is an area where clans, tribes, sects are in interaction with each other, usually or often in hostile situations. It isn't really an urban situation. So what that means is that each tribe has to protect itself. The role of leadership in the tribe is to ensure that you align with the strong horde so that your tribe is protected by the strongest power in the area. In those terms, the United States is seen in the region as the clan of clans, the tribe of tribes. It is the most powerful tribe. So you had all these countries, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Bahrain, Kuwait, etc., aligning with us. And all of a sudden, under this Iran deal, we're essentially telling them, you're not ours anymore. We're switching, the Iranians are now our new friends. And in the tribal situation, this goes back to the Prophet Muhammad. Well, he's not a prophet in my book, but I'll give him respect and I'll call him Prophet Muhammad, okay, on their terms. When he was really irritating the Meccan elites, yet he was protected by his uncle, which was one of those tribal families that nobody could touch. So as long as that tribal family protected him, he was safe. The moment that his uncle lifted that protection, his life was forfeit. It's essentially a death sentence.
Okay.
That's also how revenge killing is resolved. We've just done that to our allies in the region.
Wow.
And now we're going to be expelled. Essentially, our situation will collapse regionally because of that.
Well, okay, so stop for a second. So here's what I heard. What I heard is that America's absence in the Middle East has essentially said to the Saudi Arabians, to Israel, who else is to
Bahrain, UAE.
Has essentially said to them, your lives are forfeit.
Correct.
Your lives are forfeit. We are abandoning you. And right. We're going to align ourselves now with Iran, which, ladies and gentlemen, Iran is a very evil. The leadership of Iran, these are very evil, ruthless, cruel people. They're ruthless and cruel to their own. Imagine how ruthless and cruel they are to those around them. Go ahead, David, real quick. We got about a minute, less than a minute left.
No, absolutely. We're just, the other thing is nobody respects us, because in the end, I mean, there are plenty of Muslim philosophers that you could turn to and say this, but we have a lot in the West too, who basically say, if you treat your friends worse than your enemies, you're not going to have a lot of friends, and you're going to have a lot of enemies at the end. And that's essentially where we're getting at in the region. And, you know, we don't depend on oil from the Middle East, but a lot of the world does. They'll affect gas prices. So if you want to see gas prices go up to $200 a barrel, you know, we've just released hundreds of billions of dollars to Saudi Arabia's enemy to buy drones to attack and destroy Saudi oil facilities.
It's insanity. That's insanity.
So we're signing our own economic death warrant here.
Yep. All right, we're going to run out of time. David, thanks for being with me.
Getting up in the morning, feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired. Stop. It doesn't have to be that way.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chilton Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chilton Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Radio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And so, folks, I want to talk to you, and I'm so glad to have my next guest with me to talk about this. We talked last week with you about the Ukrainian situation. And by the way, I think, and I'll ask her here in a second, she can let us know, but there is a recording of Ukraine's Faith Communities in the Path of Destruction webinar that will be available, and we'll let you know when that's up. I've got up for you right now, for those that are watching us, it is SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. SaveThePersecutedChristians.org is the website. Lots of incredible information there, and there is a move to stop the vax. And there's a reason why that ties in to the committee the committee to expose what's happening with China. Dee Dee Loggison, I'm stumbling all over this, dear. Help me.
Hey, Pastor Greg, thanks again.
Yes,
it was great. It was great being on with you last week. And yes, the video on Ukraine's faithful in the path of destruction is up on SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. Wanted to tell you about, I'm the executive secretary also for the Committee on the Present Danger, China. And this is modeled after the Committee on the Present Danger that counseled candidate and then President Reagan on the Soviet threat, the Committee on the Present Danger. And so this launched back in March 2019 to counter the CCP threat from the Communist Chinese. And so we've teamed up with Reggie Littlejohn at Women's Rights Without Frontiers, who battled the one-child policy in China for decades, and created the Stop Vax Task Force because we see that these digital IDs, these smart health passes, so-called vax passports, are actual technology being implemented not only in America but worldwide to impose the Chinese social credit system upon populations everywhere, so that, you know, to gain greater control, tracking, surveillance of populations through our smartphones, believe it or not. And I can tell you more about what that means, but we have to oppose it. StopVaxPassports.org has an action tool for you to be able to email a letter we've already written for you to your member of Congress and your state legislators and your governor to tell them to reject these digital IDs, these smart health passes. It's very dangerous, Pastor Greg, and I hope everybody will join in.
And it's really easy. It's a click, click, click. If you're watching us online, I'm actually clicking it right now and going through it and entering in my, you know, the information so that people can see how simple it is to just fill out the information necessary and go ahead and click submit and make it happen. And I really encourage you to go over to StopVaxPassports.org. StopVaxPassports.org. Talk to me about how this vax passport is integrated into the CCP's system and how they are using that to infiltrate and control Americans and American citizens.
Yeah, you bet, Pastor Greg. Over the last decade especially, we've seen the Communist China impose on its citizenry a centralized data, big data database, which allows them to control the entire population through the fact that everything has been digitized through state-controlled apps on their phones. And China can now rate its citizens based on how they toe the party line, the Communist Party line. Dissidents are punished. They're not able to rent homes, send their kids to school, access their financial, bank accounts, or have good credit even travel on the metro. All these things can be shut down by China just through one's phone, because everything is operated in the smart verse, really. And that's where we're moving. But right now, this one QR code for your health identity to say whether you're vaccinated, unvaccinated, where you're at in your vaccination schedule, that technology has been shown, and you can see it in the first webinar we have posted at stopvaxpassports.org, Gateway to Surveillance, how this technology can very quickly, if they can just get it onto everybody's phone, then you can very quickly use it to fill in the gaps with your financial information, your education information, your social media activity. All of these things go to build your social credit number. And and it'll be used to punish you, as we've seen in the last year and more. The censorship, the shutdown, the canceling, that's what's in store for us. And it's in store through your own phone, through these smart digital ID platforms. And we just, with the Committee on the Present Danger of China, feel it's very important that all of Americans tell their elected officials to reject digital IDs, centralized data, big data being shared, not only here in the United States, but globally, and especially with China. So thanks, Pastor Greg.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, it's pretty scary, I think, when you think about what it is that this opens the door for. This is truly Pandora's box.
Tyrannical control. This is the Great Reset. This is what was, you know, not the pandemic is what it is, you know, natural but likely lab driven, whether it was intentional or not, a bioweapon nonetheless, as you know, I believe that it was created in a laboratory and leaked or released. So, you know, we face very serious concerns with the pandemic, but underlying that is that special opportunity. You never let an opportunity go to waste, is what they've said.
Right.
And here they've been laying in this centralized data, big data control for some time through the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab in 2020 said that the coming cyber attack, the cyber pandemic, the cyber virus that's coming will make the coronavirus pale in comparison. So what is he saying? You know, the more and more we rely on these digital platforms to be interconnected and to have access and freedom to move about and freedom to speak, mm-hmm. and freedom to conduct our daily lives, but we give it into the control of these centralized governments, you know, we're losing our civil liberties. We're losing them so fast to really tyrannical and even AI-driven control.
Wow. It's scary, because when you look at, you know, some of this technology and you think some of this stuff could be helpful, some of this stuff could be, you know, somewhat beneficial. But the problem is that it's the Wizard of Oz, right? It's who's pulling the levers behind the scenes that we don't see. And
absolutely.
And yeah, and every piece of software potentially has a back door, and that's what you have to be careful of. I was just talking to someone not long ago about, you know, the social media platforms and mm-hmm. and who's actually, you know, controlling the social media platform that you may or may not be associated with. Telegram, There's been conversation that Telegram has been compromised. WhatsApp is the Chinese pretty much see everything that you do on WhatsApp, and that used to be considered a secure platform.
And people feel some security in knowing that these are separate apps. They're run separately. They're somewhat compartmentalized, and they are not. They right. are cross-platform, cross-sharing, you know, your privacy, your information. They know more about you than you know about yourself. And they market and sell, and but now they want to control. And that is where Americans must put their foot down, or we lose all freedom.
And you'll see this. If any app that you download now on your phone, there's now Apple does this, which I appreciate, but they have a thing that pops up and says, this app wants to gather data from all the other apps on your phone. Tell them no.
Time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Coco Lassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses, and talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Coco Lassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon. Scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Coco Lassus. Got my Coco Lassus right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Oh, man, that's good. Coco Lassus. To your health. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing.
www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Dee Dee Loggison is my guest, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org executive director. We're talking about StoppingVaxPassports.org and really the intrusion that this creates. This is just the beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a band on your arm, if you will, that determines whether or not you are acceptable. Without the vax passport, you're not acceptable, and there are certain places that you won't be able to go, can't go, and it's really about taking away more and more of your freedoms and your liberties, and then how this rush to technology is once again reducing our freedoms and our liberties. Dee Dee?
Yeah, Pastor Greg, and today I'm here with you as the Executive Secretary from the Committee on the Present Danger China at presentdanger.org, and stopvaxpassports.org, stopvaxpassports.org, to tell you that the control they seek is to divide society among those who will be compliant and those who are non-compliant. What happens to the non-compliant? I think we can all look back at history and see what it is to be marginalized, set apart, discriminated against, and persecuted, as we're seeing with 360 million Christians around the world today. That control is those who are compliant will be enslaved. They will be enslaved to the system, enslaved to what's coming is the AI world. It is the smart world. It is a forced push to huge profits for those who are working in this field and look forward to the day when all of humanity literally is a computer and is hooked into the system, much like the Borg. That is the enslavement of humanity and what we all must reject and return to the freedom of the Lord and trust in him for our provision and understand that the work of our hands is important. And that we should not be mass societies of very small populations with true humanoids who are the elite and who are set apart and have no work to do for all of transhuman society takes care of that for them. And we are no longer truly human and creators of the creator.
Now, you mentioned about the trans situation and how the agenda is really kind of softening. And I talked to you about, you know, the mind polluters and how the Kinsey studies are really the foundation of the comprehensive sex education program that's being taught in our schools, and the recruiting that you were talking about, you know, the amount of pressure that kids get these days. Kids are being pressured to experiment with homosexuality. They're being pressured. The Mind Polluters movie clearly identifies that starting at the ages of 4 and 5, they're beginning to pressure children about questioning their sexual identity, about experimenting with sex, and they want young girls by the age of 9 to have their first abortions. And then they want to change that. And they're rewriting. This was something that popped into my head as you were talking. They're rewriting, because when you talk about, you know, marginalization and those that are marginalized, well, the first thing that they're going to say is, well, that's us. We're the ones we're the trans. We're marginalized. We're the homosexuals. We're the ones. Look, I mean, we've got a deal going on tonight. And you know, it's a queer book club where they're going to read queer books that promote the queer lifestyle to 14-year-olds. Okay? Now, if we say anything about it, and I tried, and I found out about this to bring this out last night. If you say anything about it, Dee Dee, now, well, you're hateful, you're homophobic, you're all these things, because they still want society to believe that they are the marginalized, and you made the point that, in fact, now the pressure is, if you're not experimenting with homosexuality as a
if you're a dissident to the current party line, you will be punished, and that is the truth. We will be marginalized, those who seek freedom. And as you said, softening the trans agenda is a way to soften all of society to becoming literally becoming a computer human, a trans human, somebody plugged into the system, completely plugged in. And that is, if you're willing to change your gender, if you're willing to play outside of the box for acceptance, then you are perfectly, you know, you the soil
they're
has
setting
been
you
turned
up.
For yeah. you.
They're setting you up, is what I was saying, Dee Dee. Yes, I was just coming alongside
absolutely.
Of you. They're setting
exactly.
you up.
Exactly. The soil has been turned for you to be a compliant citizen in the coming AI societies that are being imposed upon us, taking the opportunity of COVID and using these smart digital ID platforms.
And when we come back to God in the midst of this, what's happening is this is putting Band-Aids, folks. When someone is led to believe a change in their sexual identity is somehow going to change everything else around them long term. When someone is led to believe that if they give in, because if you understand and have ever read The Overhauling of Straight America, you read this and you understand that the individuals who were at the very front end of this, and you go all the way back to the bar, to the stone, I forget the name of it, but if you go back to the bar where they want to claim, Dee Dee, that this all began, what that was basically sexual perverts, pedophiles, and in the late 1960s, there were young people traveling all over the country, many of them for the first time leaving the farms and leaving wholesome heartland America because they were on this adventure, they thought. And they would arrive in this subway station in New York in this particular neighborhood, and there would be these individuals that would be offering them drugs. And they would take them into the men's bathroom and they would offer them the drugs and they would get them inebriated and then they would rape them in the men's bathroom. Yeah. Well, now imagine, you know, your son who's grown up in your wholesome environment and now they got off the train. They were told by you, maybe, hey, be careful, watch out, we love you, we care about you, I'm going to go, it's going to be fine, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they get there, and immediately the first thing that happens to them when they get off the train is they get raped in the men's room by a man. And they're so shamed. How are they going to tell their mom? How are they going to tell their dad? They don't. So what do? They sink into depression, they sink into drugs, and they would turn these young boys into male prostitutes, homosexual male prostitutes. And the neighborhood got so bad that Ed Koch, of all people, Ed Koch is the one that sent the police in to try to shut this down. This is all about getting children to become victims so that they're so shamed by their behavior. This is why you have to have meetings to talk about how you're going to strategize coming out to talk about this. Think about it for just a minute. And what you're doing to destroy the lives and the minds of young people. oh, we're hiding in the closet. They're making us hide in the closet. Well, why?
And moral society would stand against the loss of its liberties. And moral society stands against the loss of its liberties. It protects them and defends them. An immoral society loses all freedom and becomes enslaved.
Amen. At the end of the day, folks. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my... ...my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.